Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, where we're continuing the halachas of Bishul. We have learned that a davar lach, a liquid item, is not allowed to be rewarmed on Shabbos. Even if you put it on top of a crack pot, which doesn't look like Bishul, but still, you're not allowed to take something that cooled off, a liquid item that cooled off, you're not allowed to rewarm that on Shabbos. There's an exception to the rule that if it's not cooled off completely, like it's done in Legamri, then you could rewarm it. If the water did not, or the liquid did not cool off Legamri, it's still a little bit warm, then you could rewarm it. That's the pshara that the Ramah makes in this halacha. Now, it's very negeya. If someone is taking soup out of the soup pot, which is a kli rishon with a ladle, and then he puts it on the side, then 10 minutes later, someone wants to take more soup. So he takes the ladle, that there's still a little soup left in that ladle, and he puts it back into the kli rishon. That's a shiloh of bishul, because you're taking the soup that cooled off, was sitting out for 10 minutes, it cooled off, now you're putting it back into the kli rishon, that's a shiloh of bishul, acha bishul. And therefore, you should make sure that there's nothing left in the ladle before putting it back into the soup. Or the other option is to keep the ladle in the soup the whole time, and therefore, the contents of the ladle won't cool off, because sitting in the soup. Another example of this is, if you take off the cover off a pot, let's say you're doing chazara, you take the crock pot off the fire, now you take the cover off and take the challah out, and the crock pot cover is sitting out for a few minutes, and the liquid in the cover of the crock pot is cooling off. And now, I want to put it back on, and put it back on the fire, it's a shiloh of re-cooking those tipais mayim, those drops of water. So this also, the Arka Shabbos brings down both these halachas, the Pisca Tshuvas as well, but in both these halachas, you should be careful not to put the ladle that has cooled off liquid back into the kli rishon. And also, you should be careful not to put the cover of the pot back onto the kli if it's cooled off. Either you wipe it out, or another HOB is to keep the crackpot cover on the blech or on the crackpot holder the whole time while you're taking it out, because then it doesn't cool off, and that would be the etza. But there are some who are mako. I saw them in the Sefer Dharma Lakhtin, brings down Shem the Evan Yisrael, which I think is Diane Fisher, that he wanted a taina that since it's a psikresha le'ichvislei, and it's misasek, it's melachos shem tzuchel gufa, it's klachayad, therefore he's not so worried about this. But the mindset is definitely a mokim to be very careful with this ladle and the cover of the pot, if the liquid cools off, not to put it back into the kli rishon on top of the kli rishon or back onto the fire. Now, a similar shaila is, if you're using a cup to take water out of the urn, do you have to make sure that cup is dry before you pour it from the urn? This is a little more kulidik because here it's an irui kli rishon, which is a little bit more kulidik. But the Maisa Socha Halacha, Rav Moshe says, if the water in that cup is not cooked yet, he says, Rav Moshe says in the Tshuvas, Chelik Aleph, the end of Siman Tzadik Gimel, he's machmer, he says, you should make sure to dry out the cup. Dry out the cup. There are those who say that I never saw the Messiah was, we never were machmer on this, and if it's so little, we don't care about it. But definitely, you know, someone make of, you just shook out the cup, that's enough. A lot of make like that. But there is a makom to machmer if there's uncooked liquid. But if the liquid in there was cooked already and just got cooled off, that's definitely more kulidik. And if it's a very small amount, you shake it out, there's very little left, then the Rav Moshe says you could be makel. So what's very negay is someone has the cup next to the urn that's used as the klisheni cup. So after someone takes coffee, there's a little bit of liquid left in there. That water is cooked already. So therefore, all you have to do is just turn it over the sink and shake it out. And then after the mom is dried out with a towel, it's fine to pour in a kli rishon from the kli rishon into this cup because that liquid is cooked already. And therefore, like Rav Moshe says, that would be fine. If the water is not cooked, that is a bigger problem. It's definitely a makom to be machmer.